listening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
I'm Marvelous Nsanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the death of Zulu King Ekotuliso Letsweni, and other issues.
Health workers in Zimbabwe say they are worried about the slow pace of the country's COVID-19 vaccination program for frontline workers. As of Thursday, according to the state-controlled media, fewer than 36,000 people have received shots in the first phase of Zimbabwe's campaign to vaccinate some of the healthcare workers.
Columbus Mavunga has this report from Harare.
As of Thursday, fewer than 36,000 people have received shots in the first phase of Zimbabwe's campaign to vaccinate frontline workers like doctors and nurses against COVID-19. Zimbabwe received a donation of 200,000 vaccine doses from the Chinese company Sinopharm in February. But Dr. Johannes Marisa says health workers are skeptical of the Sinopharm vaccine, which is in the final stages of testing.
They are concerned that probably they may develop some unknown side effects if the drug is still in stage 3. Of the clinical trials. So that's one thing that is of great concern.
Some health workers we hesitated at first have changed their minds and gotten inoculated with the Sinopharm vaccine, which Zimbabwe's government says has an efficacy rate of between 76% and 86%.
I decided today to come and get a shot and do my part to protect myself and to protect other people from contracting and spreading the COVID-19 virus.
Still, a survey by Zimbabwe's College of Public Health Physicians says 49% of Zimbabweans do not trust that President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government will provide them with a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine. The country's Association of Doctors for Human Rights says that partly explains the low acceptance of the Sinopharm vaccine by health workers.
We need the Minister of Health to have an effective communication department so that people are given the information regarding this vaccine, about its safety, about its effectiveness, and dispel all those myths and misconceptions which are surrounding these vaccines.
The government says the vaccination program is well on course and says it expects to receive more vaccine doses from abroad.
Progress has been registered in receiving the second donation of 200,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine from China. A donation of 75,000 doses of the inactivated Covaxin from India, and another donation of 20,000 doses of Sputnik V vaccine from Russia.
Zimbabwe's government plans to immunize 60% of the country's estimated 14 million people in hopes of achieving herd immunity by end of the year. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
And President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised that he will be vaccinated in the next phase of the program together with several other ministers. Here is what he said about this issue.
So your media was saying that the leadership will not be vaccinated. On that particular day with various engagements. So I informed my minister, the vice president, to get the first jab. Who's got anyone? The vaccine is safe. That even is, because this vaccine is right. It is safe. The vice president of the party, vice president of the republic, was the first jab. He's still here. My cabinet and myself, in two weeks, when the next confinement comes, I'll be vaccinated. You'll be vaccinated and then I got the minister when I move on.
So that's the president of Zimbabwe talking about vaccinating people in the country. And we know that more than 1,460 people have died of COVID-19 in the country. Over 36,000 have contracted the disease since March last year. In USA, President Joseph Biden has just signed a $1.9 trillion stimulus package, which includes funding for the country's vaccination program. We have this report from one of our correspondents.
It has been a year since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 as a global pandemic. Since then, more than 2.6 million people have died around the world, 530,000 of them in the United States.
We all lost something, a collective suffering, a collective sacrifice, a year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living for all of us.
In his first primetime address Thursday, on the 50th day of his term, President Joe Biden outlined the steps his administration is taking to defeat the virus, including exceeding his own target of 100 vaccine shots in his first 100 days.
We're actually on track to reach this goal of 100 million shots in arms on my 60th day in office. No other country in the world has done this.
Biden said he is directing all states to make all American adults eligible to get the vaccine by the 1st of May. But he is facing a number of challenges, including vaccine hesitancy among some Americans and state governments ignoring federal health protocol guidelines, including Texas, which recently lifted its mask mandate.
A mask, the easiest thing to do to save lives. Sometimes it divides us. States pitted against one another instead of working with each other.
Analysts say divided views on vaccines and health protocols have been caused by politicization, particularly during the early days of the pandemic.
People have been getting such mixed messages about public health, and the climate has been so polarized that there is a really distressing lack of public faith in science, in public health messaging. It's really understandable, given the mixed messages that people have heard, but I think it's one of the lasting harms that's been done.
Earlier Thursday, Biden signed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill into law. The stimulus package was passed by Congress without Republican support.
This isn't a rescue bill. It isn't a relief bill. It's a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic.
Biden will travel the country next week to tout the law bringing COVID-19 relief in what his administration calls the Help Is Here tour. Patsyida Kuswara, VOA News.
Yeah, iko wonke lokhu ke mavela sokwenzakala khonapha ke kwele Melika njalo leZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke namhlanje sikhuluma ngeCovid-19 kuzobuya ke lokubhubha kwenkosi yakwaZulu uKing Zwelithini. So ke nxa sikhangela ke abantu sababulawa COVID-19 mavelas eZimbabwe bafika 1460 kunale sibukhangazane ngabantu sebethathwa umkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi abedlula 36,000 sebabanjwa iCovid-19. Xa sikhangela emhlabeni wonke jikelele 120 million khonapho abantu sebabanjwa iCovid-19, kuthi abedlula 2.6 million sebabhubha. So ke umkhuhlane lo uyatshaya kunye okumangalisayo. Sibone lo mongameli Joseph Biden phuma la kuleyo kuthiwa yipackage ye-stimulus, lapho ngani kule mali okumele unikwa abantu marvelous imali le inikwa abantu ukuthi baphephe phela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuzobuya futhi eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abalutshwane asebehlatshiwe round about 36,000 asebehlatshiwe ijekiseni. So khanya ngizani kulabanye abayisabayo, remember it's 200,000 doses ezabuya 3 weeks ago, but only 36,000 people have been inoculated. So unenge ukhona njalo sizakhuluma ngokunye kuya kwesikhathi kunjalo mamlas.
Aiwako nawo bachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Nasi tikuenderera mberi tichitarisa nyaya yedenda recovid-19 tichiona kuti pari zvino munyika kunyange hamo takaona nyika yeZimbabwe ichiwana iyo 200,000 doses yeSinopharm vaccine pari zvino. Pane vanhu 36,000 chete vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba iyi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika pamusoro penhomba iyoyi tichiona kuti hurumende yakataura iyo ndakataura naamai Monica Mutsvangwa mutauriri wehurumende yeZimbabwe vachitaura ivo vanovaivo vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachitaura ivo kuti ivo nevamwewo vemuhurumende zvichisanganisira mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vachibayiwawo nhomba iyo yeSinopharm vaccine pamavhiki pachauya mamwe madosis 200,000 ari kubva iwo kuChina. Saka tichange takatarisa kuti zvichafamba sei. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti panguva ino takaona nezviro mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden vachiwanikwa ivo vachiparura hurongwa we$1.9 billion wekubatsira panyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti muno muAmerica vanhu vanodaudzira 500,000 zvinoreva kuti 500,000 vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Uyezve vaJoe Biden vakasvitsa mazuva avo 50 vave muofisi vachitaura ivo kuti pamazuva avo 100 vachange vada kuona 100 million doses dzabayiwa kuvanhu. Asi vari kuti izvi vachagona kuzozviita vasvika pamazuva 60 semaonero avo. Saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pazvo. Tamboona zvakare Columbus Mavhunga uyo anoshandira iye VOA ari kuZimbabwe achitiratidza iye mamiriro akaita kubayiwa kwenhomba pari zvino munyika yeZimbabwe, achitaura iye kuti pane vazhinji vane mibvunzo yekuti nhomba iyi inofamba sei. Kunyange hazvo pari zvino takaona kuti kuri kunyanyobayiwa vanowanikwa ivo vachishanda muzvipatara, vana mukoti, vanova madokta nemafrontline workers vanosanganisira zvakare vatapi venhau. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura iko pano.
And you know, this week Nelson Chamisa came out, you know, guns blazing, and he was saying that you know, there's a lot that is going wrong in Zimbabwe. But he noted also that you know, at the end of the day, the opposition will play a critical role in making sure that the social, economic, and political transformation in Zimbabwe. He noted that the opposition is united, you know, but many people will actually argue and say that's not true. But at the end of the day, he said what he said, and I think we can listen to what he actually said at a meeting, you know, to sort of like revise what the opposition has done over the years. Here he comes.
Assume that a leader is his father, and it's to assume that the leader is the one who is the alpha and omega of what the people must do. Let us take back the struggle to where it belongs, in the hands of the people. The country we want to see is in our hearts and in our hands, and we can only unleash it for future generations and for ourselves when we begin to all act, not as politicians, not as trade unions, not as churches, but as citizens. So the bottom line is for us to go back to our common denominator, that which unites us, being citizens of Zimbabwe. And we need to be united as citizens. That's why I said this is not about ZANU, this is not about MDC, this is not about the old, the young, it's about everybody. Because our common destiny is under threat. Our common future has been jeopardized, and we need to rescue it. We are a lost nation, we are a broken nation. We need to discover ourselves. And to discover ourselves, we need unity. So that is the different thing that we are going to see. This is no longer about MDC being the big party or ZCT being the bigger brother. This is about all of us being united and having a common platform. And citizens united can never be defeated. No army, no weaponry, no armory can stand when the people say enough is enough. You know, the nation and ourselves, this whole notion that MDC is divided, there's no division. The people are united. We are united. The fact that you have a few individuals who, out of their own cases of convenience, choose to go the other side does not make us divided. You are talking about names you are mentioning. They have chosen to side with those who are oppressing us. It has nothing to do with the unity of our people. Zimbabweans are united, they know what they want. And I told you, don't make the mistake of confusing, of conflating MDCT and MDC Alliance. It's like ZANU Ndonga and ZANU PF. They are two separate institutions. We are two separate institutions. Let MDCT go and contribute to the liberation of Zimbabwe. We are contributing. That is the end of the story. So don't waste time on things that are not really issues. Because the people are united. We in the leadership in the alliance are united. And we are uniting with other progressive forces. That is what matters. And don't really focus to say, we are united, and you see the unity of the people when we start acting.
I heard, yes, what Mr. Chamisa was saying, but remember also today, ZANU PF also came out guns blazing.
Yes.
They also called a press conference in which they were denouncing what Mr. Chamisa was saying, saying that, you know, they literally do not believe in whatever it is that he's saying.
Yes, there's a statement from Simon Kamoyo who was saying, you know, all what Mr. Chamisa was saying is just what a nothing is going to come out of what he believes is the direction of the government. So now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Passmore Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So tell us about COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. So we are right there in the capital city. So what is going on a year after COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic by the World Health Organization?
All I can say in the capital city, Harare, is that we have so many people celebrating. People are happy that now the president has tried to relax some of the regulations of COVID-19, that we are so many people from, you know, continuing with their business in the CBD, especially the informal sector. We see that so many people are now operating. They understand that there is COVID-19, it kills them all. But there are people that say that it's better to you die of COVID-19 than just the dying of, you know, hunger. They need to fend for their children and families and stuff. So I think right now we're in a situation where people are just trying to survive, trying to make sure that they continue the businesses as usual. Those that were, you know, at home, you know, doing nothing, not making any progress. We are now happy that at least the government has tried to understand. The government has relieved them. They are now relieved, you know, being able to do businesses and stuff. But we still know that there are people dying of COVID-19, and we have people trying to practice all these measures that were put by the Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization to make sure that we prevent ourselves from COVID-19. But I think the situation is that we have people trying to survive. But in a way, you find that we are also exposed to COVID-19.
Yes, marvelous. Go ahead there.
Kuma mukatisana kuroti kwakamira sei panyaya yeCOVID-19 imomo tinonzwa ndapotaura nevamwe pachirongwa cheLet's Talk vari muHarare imomo vanga vari kuti chikunyanyonetsa ndechekuti vanhu vanenge vakanganwa vanoti kana vasvika pane mapurisa ndopa vanopfeka masi asi kana pasina mapurisa vanhu vari kungofamba zvavo vachiita kunge hakuna COVID kwakamira sei zvinhu zvamuri kuona
ndizvo zvomave tinoona kuti isusu panguva yekuti mapurisa vavakushiya kana ndevanhu kuti kana usina kupfeka mask unowana uchipuwa chitarafu unogona kubhadharisa mari yaunobhadharisa ipapo kana kunzi unosungwa woendeswa kucamp asi tatinoona kuti vanhu vanenge vachiti zviri nani kuti tiwanike tichifa necovid-19 pane kuti tife nenzara mudzimba tambenge takagara mudzimba tisiri kushanda tisiri kusevenza tisiri kuita mabasa taisiita kuti vawane kurarama asi kana mutungamiri wenyika kubva pavakanyevenesa ndingati mitemo yecovid-19 tikuona kuti vakawanda vari kufara nazvo vakawanda vadzokera mabasa kwavo tarisa isusu vanozvishandira ndingati veinformal sector vakawanda vari kutengesa mudhorobha imo mumalokesheni matinogara umu zvinhu zviri kufamba asi kuti mapurisa vari kuedzawo nepavanogona napo kuti vange vachikondrola asi covid iripo vanhu vanozviziva chose kuti inouraya vanoedza zvese asi ka ndepapi paungakwanisa kuti uzvidzivirire mucovid kana uri mupublic transport tingati muna zupo social distancing yatinokurudzira kuti tinge tichiite tichiita haikwanisi kunge ichibuda se anifunga kuti ite because room public transport ndingatindowo zviripo.
So looking at how things are going in Harare, do you think that people are still following COVID regulations, Mr. Ndlovu?
Oh, I can't say they are following, but all I can say is that they understand that COVID kills. Like I said, that with a lot of things that make people even not to be following COVID-19, like I said, the situation does not allow you to be in a place where you can follow all the regulations, Gibbs.
Yes, thank you so much. You can mute your phone now. So let's turn to Mr. Bongani Mazwi-Mkhwananzi. Mr. Bongani Mazwi-Mkhwananzi is a member of a Zimbabwean group that is in South Africa. It's called the Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. They represent many Zimbabweans in that country. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tume. Thanks to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Before we talk about King Swelitini, the tragic death of the King of the Zulus. Let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's a year now since WHO declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. So now, from that time up to today, how have people been surviving in that country, in South Africa? That is, Zimbabweans living there.
And look, for Zimbabweans, it has been quite a very difficult time. Zimbabweans in South Africa, as we have mentioned quite a few times, are quite dependent. Mostly they work in the hospitality sector, and these are the sectors that found themselves locked down and people could not go to work. So people have faced difficulties, including losing loved ones to COVID-19, which would be exacerbated by the hardship of repatriation of bodies, with some people lacking documentation so much that it makes it even harder. It's only harder to repatriate somebody even when you have documentation. It is even harder when you don't have documentation and you are under lockdown. We found that a lot of people could not pay their rent, but some of the landlords were not adhering to the lockdown regulations, which prescribed that someone cannot be evicted during this lockdown. But some people were reporting to us that they were being evicted or threatened with eviction because they could not pay their rent, they could not go to work. Food became an issue. As we have previously come on show and shown that we made efforts, we sent out an SOS to get people to donate food so that we do food parcel distributions, which we have done to a few hundred, up to around 2,000 or so people. But this has not been enough. There is a large contingent of our people in South Africa, and many may not even have access to us or knowledge about us, and we only have so much of resources to be able to assist everyone. We are very happy also though that the government managed to relent after a court case by a group that challenged the COVID-19 facility that was only being granted to South Africans, and it was now extended to migrants as well. So this was quite welcome. Although in the same light, the government had already extended, the South African government had already extended the help that was coming through the Solidarity Fund. So we received through Africa Awake some of the parcels that had come from that fund. So this has been the situation. People have suffered a lot. They have lost loved ones. They have lost livelihoods, and they are still locked down. They have not seen families in a while. Most people have their families back at home. Some would have normally been maybe traveling monthly or like that, and they have not managed to do this in a long, long while.
Yeah, you seem to see something that happened to Babegane, Lopopane Loluka Kulu. Ikakhulu abangasasebenziyo labanye nje umuntu uyesaba lokuthi angene emphakathini. Kunjani khonapho ngasikhangela abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa?
Bahlulukelwe kakhulu Dube abantu. Kunzima. Kuba nzima kakhulu uma ungumuntu okhutheleyo kodwa ungasakwazi ukuvunyelwa ukuthi uphumele ngaphandle nawe uyeziphandela. Kuba nzima kakhulu ngoba abantu bevinjelwe emakhaya kwathiwa kunefuna into ophumayo emsebenzini. Abantu abaningi laba abasebenza ema-restaurant uthole ukuthi lawo ma-restaurant avaliwe, abantu abasebenza around i-liquor industry bathole ukuthi sekunama-restrictions amaningi. Even ngalesi sikhathi kusasenama-curfew, izitolo lezi abasebenza kizo azisavulwa as much as it were budala. Okunye ukhangele ukuthi abanye ngabomaidi. Umuntu suka yena engumaid athola ukuthi yena owakhe umqhashi usencishiselwe iholo lehliswa usesokufike kwizinga lokuthi naye lwana mqhashi mhlawumbe akasasebenzi laye ovalelwe kasakwazi naye ukuthi amholise lo, sokumele nabo naye ahlale phansi. So kube nzima kakhulu ebantwini abaningi. Sekungasabali nje ubunzima bezomnotho, abanye balahlekelwe izihlobo zabo. Bekunzima kakhulu. Size sangenela, ngingabalisa umzekeliso othizana nje abantu abangawukhangelela phansi. Kwaba nemuli yasebhinga eyalahlekelwa ngabantu abane ngemva kokuphuza utshwala obasekungathi kutho ukuthi babe kungalunganga. bababulala ngizweleliso njengokukhanya uthe phecelezi kodwa yiyo i-effect ye-lockdown le sizwe sayibona ngamehlo ukuthi nakhona nje abantu sebevalelekile labade befisa ukuzidokozisa ngotshwala besebezobekulanda kuzo kuze kuze kusweleke namalungu omndeni ukukhangele ukuthi umuntu nje even enamaphepha aqondileyo kuba nzima ukuhambisa esidumbu ekhaya nje ngoba kunamaphepha amaningi okumele aprocess ngaleso sikhathi bese kunzima kakhulu ngoba ngapha uvalelwe ngapha mhlawumbe uthole ukuthi lowo muntu akala namaphepha ngapha ziyascreenwa isidumbu ukuthi ngazila COVID konke lalokhu lalokhu ngapha nje abanye mhlawumbe abalala wamapholisi omasingcwabisane nento ezinjalo izimali kazisekho hayi kube nzima kakhulu namanje kusaphezile
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana babamkhwalanzi marvelous.
Maybe if you can just tell us, I heard you're in South Africa. How are people receiving the COVID-19 vaccine? We've seen even here in the United States, people are still skeptical about taking the COVID-19 virus, COVID-19 vaccine, including Zimbabwe. What about there in South Africa?
Currently, what we know is that the vaccine is currently being distributed to healthcare and first-line workers. As far as I know, currently this has not yet been extended to the general populace. The plan, as we have heard, is that it will soon be extended to the general populace. The attitude so far has been that people seem to be willing to be taking the vaccine. Yes, there is a few skeptics, people who are thinking this is a 2-6 thing, some conspiracies, etc. But then people have the right to be skeptical about things that are known. It's a bit of a natural thing. Christian groups, I'm sorry to say, I've spoken to one or two people who believe that, look, this thing they feel is going to be imposed on them. But government has come out, the president of South Africa was very clear that no one will be forced to take the vaccine. It is only encouraged that to gain herd immunity, people should take the vaccine so that the more people are inoculated, the less spread of that disease, the speed of spread, and the chances of survival are high when someone's body has acquired its defense towards this disease and learned how to deal with the virus.
Thank you so much. Apo tikunzwa munyarikani vedu vari kutaura ivo vari ku South Africa vachisiyiwo nyaya yenhomba sekuziva kwavo pari zvino nhomba iyi ichiri kubayiwa kuna vana mukoti nemadoctors nevamwewo mafrontline workers vachiti asi vazhinji vamwe vari kutambira kuti nhomba iyi yakanaka kuitira kuti vanhu vawane ivo herd immunity asi kwozoitawo vamwe vari kuita sei zviri kuitwa iko kuno kuamerica kuti vanhu vari kutaura zvakawanda pamusoro penhomba iyoyi pane zvavanenge vari kuona pazvivhitivhiti kana mumawhatsapp group zvavari kuti izvo asi mutungamiri wesouth africa vasiri ramaposa vakaedza kuti vataure vanhu kuti pari kudiwa herd immunity inoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vakabayiwa nhomba iyi vanozogona kuzvidzivirirawo uyezve kuti chirwere ichi chikapinda masoja emumiri anokwanisa kuzochirwisa kuitira kuti munhu asashaye uyezve kuti chisazomubate zvakasimbarara saka ndivo zvavari kutaura uyezve tiri kuenderera mberi tichiona kuti zvakamira sei pamusoro pedenda iroro recovid-19.
Yes, we also have Reverend Raphael Mtombeni who is in Dallas, Texas, who actually says, you know, COVID-19 has been very, very devastating. Let's hear what he's saying about this disease.
Umkhuhlane lo COVID-19 ube umkhuhlane ohlasela umhlaba wonke ngo 2020. Kuyatshengisela sibili ukuthi akukho igumbi lomhlaba eliseleyo elingazange lithintwe yilo umkhuhlane. Kuyakhangeleka sibili ukuthi kuyamangalisa ukuthi amazwe wonke lalabo abangathi bayaphika abanjengabo North Korea abathi kabazange bawuthole lo mkhuhlane kuyakhanya nje ukuthi hayi ngamanga okufihla nje konoko ukuthi nxa abantu bengabantu laba abafihla izinto zabo umuntu uyafihla azafihlela ukufa kuhlanganisile sibili umhlaba le i-COVID-19 ikakhulu isimangalise kakhulu ukuchaya amazwe amakhulu la anothileyo anjengabo United States of America o Germany o Britain Amazona la azibiza ukuthi wona anothile ang 7 yikho ke kukhanya ngathi phakathi kwawo la amazwe kuchayele sibili umkhuhlane lo uchayele sibili lapha e-United States njengoba namhla kulilanga lokuthi kwanomnyaka badikeya ukuthi khona i-COVID-19 ingumkhuhlane oyi-pandemic kubonakala sokufe abantu abadlula inkulungwane ezi 500,000 abantu asebefile ngawonalo umnyaka phakathi kwe 12 months zonezi kuqalisa last year ngelanga lalamhla kusiya ngelanga lalamhla ngo 2021 kube into emangalisayo sibili kakhulu ngoba okwandileyo ukuthi amazwe la anothileyo abe yiwo akhanya engahluthwa izinto lezi abe yiwo abazama ukuthi babuye lamajekiseni lawo bese behla bathengisele kumbe banike labo amazwe la angela notho enkulu kodwa ke kukhanya ngathi kuchaye wona sibili kakhulu kakhulu sibili abanye bebesitsho nje khona lapha besithi bona abantu abafileyo nge-COVID-19 badlula khatshana ababulawa yi-AIDS ngoba i-COVID-19 ingathi layo yinto yokwenziwa.
So that is the Reverend Raphael Mtombeni. So what he's saying is that, you know, COVID-19 hit very hard developed nations. So he's citing USA and others. And he's saying, you know, it's strange why it hit them so hard, you know. So, but maybe there are many, many reasons for that. So we're also joined by two other guests. That is Mr. Busani Musontini and Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Mr. Ntini first, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dea. How are you? Johnny, that's marvelous.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Go ahead, Mama.
Let me just ask you, Mr. Ntini. We see that New York was really the epicenter of this COVID-19 virus at one stage here in the United States. How does it stand now? What's going on?
Right now, I think we are not out of the woods yet because we are still averaging about 7,000 new cases daily. When I look at the numbers now, I think they're just as bad as they were, I think, back in, I'll say, April of last year. So, you know, we are not as bad as we did around, I think, around January, we're hitting about 14,000 average a day of new cases. But right now, we are down to about 7,000, you know, cases average. And in terms of deaths, we have had about 48,000 people die in the whole state of New York. Total cases in New York is like 1.7 million. So you can tell that, you know, New York is very populated. So, you know, there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of chances of people spreading, you know, COVID-19. As you can tell, I think New York accounts for almost 10% of the U.S. Total deaths. In New York, and mainly it's like New York City and other, you know, very populated metropolitan areas. But for the most part, yes, New York has been hit very hard.
Yes, yeah. So I was in New York when I was in the city, HIV is still going to be there. I want to go to my village and I want to go to my Stangela Utilina. I want to go to my village. So is kwame lapha bamenjani abantu khona ngale khaya njalo bancathisa kangakanani
ekhaya abantu bamadasadasa duke ngoba siyabona ukuthi abantu abasebenzi abaningi labade bethengisa kwathi ukuthengisa bebengavunyelwa ukuthi beyethengisa so nesengikubona abantu abaningi bekwenza ayengebaziyo alezi sifuyo sambona abantu esikade bayathengisa inkomo bethengisa inyama wesikade ezokuadvertise ukuthi hayi kulesi chebo bantu ndingelana ama-custom. So sometimes ayespreada kuma-message kuma-network lapho ukuthi hayi madoda ngabefuna inyama ekhaya ukuthi yethiwa abantu kulo muntu onje olesi chebo. We've seen that happening more often. Kodwa abantu abaningi vele abavele bengasebenzi ade besebenza ukuzithengisa izinto bebevele sozindlala kuphela. So wesikhathi leso sithenga amagrosari isikhathi esilenga ukuthumela abantu ukuthi beyidilizela amagrosari lokusiba nzima ngoba nomali omalayitsha bebengasebenzi. So lato siphoma ukuthumela abantu bethenge khonapho ekhaya de bengakuthenga. But hayi abantu abaningi sebekhaya bekukubi. But into enhle ukuthi khathi ezantsho isikhathi sesihlobo abantu abaningi kade belimile. So bayasupplimenta ezinye izinto ungabathengela amafuthi isawudo letshukela okuningi hhayi bala makhomani balo mumbu bekwanisa ukuthi nje bezityalo nto lozimaliyo nje.
Yes, marvelous maybe let's go to Pasman Lovu before we go to Skumbuzo.
Let me just quickly translate what Samantini said in Shona. But name Yarkan Wedvantini Varmu New York Varutaro to ahead. Chirwene COVID-19 chichiri chakasunga zvakoku New York ikoko. Asi varikutaura kuti parizvino no varikuona kunge zvinhu zvakuenda zvichiita nani. Nekuti tinoona kuti New York panguva yapfuura ndo manga makapfunya chisero chirwere ichochi COVID-19. Regai tichienda kuna Pasmo Vandlovu muripo here apa.
Yes, go ahead, Pasmo. I think Pasmo is there. Pasmo, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and actually, I'm going to go to the Saka Semo Nero Akoiwewe. When Varku and I read, this way I can come so pay Nyayen by COVID-19 Yamunika Parisian, Yakapok China.
Zigati Padis is so ye. Yeah, vaccine. Ndo kufanikati akakawanda vakati bazi ila kana kuzisisa kuti siri kufamba sei. We see kuti vanhu vakawanda they are still skeptical. Vakati vada kudaira kubaiwa nomba. Tinoona vakawanda vachitarisa kuti hanzi zvoni. Ko ivo vakuru uko tine vari kubaiwa here kana kuti havasi. Takaona isusu pakabuda mutendero mutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vachibaiwa. Vakawanda vanga vakuedza kuita sekuzvinzwisisa here kuti aiwa tinokwanisa kungobayiwawo asi kuti tichiona kuti pane vakawanda vari kuramba vachizengurira kuti handingabayiwe nhomba. We also see some people saying that the vaccine iri kubayiwa iri kuratidza kuti iri kubva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana and we see kuti ine imhando dzakasiyana-siyana ndezvipi zvingaitika kwatiri uye anogona kunge abayiwa iyi, you know, something like that. So I think people are still skeptical panyaya kubayiwa nhomba ye COVID-19 and tinodaira kuti kana kuti hurumende inokwanisa kuti iwedzere zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa vanhu nekumaruwawo tichitarisa mumavillages kuti tinoona kuona kuti information yakawanda pamusoro penhomba iri kunyorwa muchirongo andevele and Shona asi kati tinoona kuti pane mamwe macommunities those that are in the remote areas like Kumam and ndikataura kuchiredzuko the Shangani communities tikatarisa kubinga the Tonga those communities vanokwanisa kunge ina information prope nhomba yevaccine inoye.
Aha. So now let's turn to Mr. Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba.
Ngiyabingelela bafowethu lonke nodadewethu Marvelous neZimbabwe nje jikelele.
Yes, awamukela silo kuhlelo. So ke akuthi uthi kola ngapho ke eBritani ulibambe njani umkhuhlane lo? So kuwenele phela umnyaka sibili wafika ngqi umnyaka abantu betshaya iCOVID. So kuhamba njani?
Yeah, liqiniso lelo Dube. This Chinese virus it's an invisible enemy and it's causing scare havoc in the nation.
Not coronavirus, but you're calling Chinese virus like the former U.S. President, Donald Trump, right?
Everybody knows this thing started in China. So if you look at the variants now, they are saying it's a South African variant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's appropriate for us to call it Chinese variant. It's recorded. It's a known fact.
Go ahead.
So, I'm saying, as a black person speaking from someone like me who comes from a rural area, I speak Kalanga. And then I want to thank the brother who just finished talking to say the message is not being carried loudly. And I would say, in a sense, too. Umlazo nje bantu ukuzofikelela ebantwini bakufika ukukhulunywa ngama-politicians. Angithi yabona ama-politicians uma kungabe ukhuluma ubaba webandla ukuthiukhokela ibandla elinje abantu balalela ukukhulunywa i-politicians. So I think kuzoba appropriate uma ngaba mhlawumbe kukhulume kakhulu ama-health experts kube yibo abantu abahambisa umlazo kakhulu ngokuthi ebantwini bakithi i-vaccine lay la ephuma khona is been tested and it's been proven ukuthi asiyonto engalimaza abantu. Mina live England baba Dube, I was taken on the queue ukuthi ngizime ngithathe vaccine. I want to die like a fool. Ngoba ibhayibhile abalibalayo bathi bona my people perish because they lack knowledge. So i-knowledge yona leyo ukuthi okungabulaleyo yikuphi bantu bakithi. Mina ngithathile vaccine, so I'm due for the second dose. I think it's due in few days from now because it's only 18. So maungananzelela ikakhulu into ezobuhlungu entezweni elifana elincane njengezimbabwe. Benginanzelela ukuthi abantu besentukulweni wakithi lapho esihlala siphila kakhulu ngokuthenga izinto nokudla kwethu kuvela emazweni afana ne-South Africa, Botswana namazwe njengomakhelwane. Ma kufika i-COVID-19 amabhoda avala abantu bakithi kube into zilayishwa ngabantu abantwana base-South Africa abafana nabantu labantu balizipat omalayisha bese kuvalwa kuthiwa abantu bengakhosi i-border but ama-trucks ama-companies amakhiwa they allowed to bring food belithengise ngentengo abazifunayo. So they are being crippled njengabantu bamnyama. Inkokheli zethu angikwazi ukuthi siyokube nentuthu ingakana ezingayiboniyo ukuthi ngesikhathi kwenzakala i-COVID-19 amazwe amakhulu akugcina kakhulu ngokuthi athengisele amazwe amancane izinto. Khona manje ungananzela ama-mask yagqoka abantu bezimbabwe avele e-China. Khonokho kubonisa khona ukuthi it's a man-made enemy that has destroyed the world. I don't think so. That's my own opinion. That's why abantu bafana babu Trump is the Chinese virus. Because ngendlela efike ngayo, I know it has been predicted. There's going to be a pandemic, maybe in every 100 years. It's something, it's known by aspect, but this one is it's suspicious, man. It's questionable. That's why we say my politicians are still not satisfied with how is this thing spreading and how the behavior. For a man, you see what if they are trying to deal with it, maybe in a country like England, where they are experts. They will come up, say, that the Brazilian variant, the South African variant, behaving in a different way. Now people are stuck in countries like maybe international travelers. You cannot go anywhere. You are stuck here. If you come back in a country like the United Kingdom, you land here and you are coming from a country like Zimbabwe, where in Abantu, about less than 100,000, coming to a high-risk country. They are being punished with coming from a low-risk country. So you see with the level of dealing with this COVID-19, it's really unfair. And the way they're explaining this thing called COVID-19, that's why abantu besafuna ukuthi ba understand what is it that is going to control this COVID-19. That's why abantu bakithi, especially black people, they still don't want to take the vaccine. I think ikhona kwengibona ngibona kwambona.
Yes, siyabakhulu-ke, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana. Let's turn to another issue here, marvelous. Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini kaBheki uZulu has died. According to Reuters News Agency, Zwelithini was 72, died in a hospital in KwaZulu-Natal province, where he was admitted last month for diabetes treatment. Though his role was largely ceremonial, Zwelithini was revered by his people and had vast influence over millions of Zulus. So let's turn to Mr. Mkhwananzi. This is sad news indeed for South Africans and the world over, you know. So what's your take on the death of the king?
This is some of the saddest news that we've had this year. The passing away of the of His Majesty King Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu comes at a time when the nation, the Zulu nation in particular, and other Nguni nations who subscribe to Nguni culture and can trace their roots to KwaZulu, are faced with serious challenges, including lockdowns, coronavirus, and the upheaval in the world in general, economically, etc. We would like, as the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, to pass our most heartfelt condolences to abantwana bonke basendlunkulu naso sonke isizwe sakwaZulu. The king assisted us as Zimbabwe community, South Africa in particular, as an organization, a lot during the documentation processes when we were still doing informal negotiations. We would approach him and he would facilitate so that we get some of these meetings that we would need to present our case to a lot of people who would then influence how this is presented to other counterparts of theirs, such that now that people who have documentation, many might not know that he had a huge participation. Even in our last gala dinner that we did, he had sent one of the directors at Home Affairs there to attend our gala dinner in order to speak about his sentiments of feeling that it was easier for non-Africans to be accorded documentation in South Africa, worse more than Africans in general. And he was referring to abantu bakamzilikazi in particular and people from Zimbabwe, that these are people that are descendants of the Zulu nation, that he felt had been treated very unfairly. A lot of issues have been raised with him. So for us, it's not an abstract matter where a certain king somewhere has passed. This is a king who has come to our aid and has extended his hand. Some may remember that in, I think it was 2015, statements were alluded to the king that he had said foreigners must go. Mm. And well, I'm not going to truly comment too deeply about that, but I will need to also try to put a bit of a background into the violence that started there, because a lot of people mixed issues. An employer had chased away employees, I think it's in Espinho, where after chasing away the employees who are locals there, he went to grab other employees from the street, and the former employees started to attack those that had in course taken their jobs. That was the start of the violence. And while the other issues were then alluded to His Majesty, yes, we can debate all the other things, but that was the source of the violence. It had really nothing to do with the in hate of a people. This was poor people fighting over jobs. So when we approached him, we went to visit him in Yogeni during the rich dance. And he addressed us, took an opportunity to speak to us, and assured us that he would intervene. And he did intervene. He sent Prince Mangosuthu to Buthelezi, and he had promised that he wanted to come himself to actually quell the violence. It's a matter of public record, because he even addressed this matter in public during the rich dance. If people follow the reports, those videos. So to us, this is a very sad loss indeed.
Marvelous.
Apo chukunzwa mnyarikani wedu wachitaura kuti aiwa vakashaya ava vachaunge vachirangarirwa nemamwe mabasa vakabata vachibatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogare imomo muSouth Africa, vachiti vakatoshanda nesangano ravanomirira imomo muSouth Africa vachibatsira panyaya yeimwe mirishonga yakambenge yaitika imomo. And then my question back to you, so what do you personally, what will you remember him for?
Well, I would remember him as a person who was willing to lend an ear. When we went to meet him, in general, it's very hard to meet a king, but he did not make it difficult. and he listened to all our issues. And one of the interesting things about the king, he was quite a shrewd and intelligent man, and he was very much aware of nearly all the things that we were talking about. So he was a king who is abreast of whatever is being talked about. So to others, it may be an abstract loss to certain people, but if you ask, as you said, personally, this is a human being that I have seen physically. Therefore, it actually came as a shock that, oh, well, people, we thought it's just in hospital, it's going to be well, but then it's very sad.
Yes, I want to say that it's a good thing. So, in last time, we were talking about when we were ubudlelwano bamaZulu labantu abadabuka eZimbabwe kuza kuma njani njengoba ke isilo sesikhotheme
kuba zinyana ngoba ezinsukwini ezedluleyo bekuke kwadabuka futhi uDlame lapha eHillbrow kulokuhlaselana kodwa izinduna bese zike zakhuza kuhanjiwe kwakhulunyiswana nezinduna zakwaZulu naba nezinduna ezimele abantu bakithi lapha ukuthi udaba lodlamelo lwakade soluphetheka kalugwenywe. Sethembeke ukuthi ngokukhothama kwesilo abantu bazokunanzelela futhi ukuthi singabantu banye ekuphetheni kwendaba futhi ngeke size silwisaniswe yizigebengu ezixhwalileyo emphakathini wethu. Nathi singamadabezulu asizifuni lezi zigebenga, nathi sizifuna ngamehlo abomvu ukuthi kazibothwe zihanjiswe emthethweni ziyefakwa amacala zingene enkantolo zijeziswe ziye emajele. Siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi abantu bazothe bathobe kudlule ukutshalwa kwenkosi kuqhubeke impilo njengaphambili. Ubudlelwane obukaZulu nathi abamthakazi nesizwe samahlabezulu jikelele nabantu baseZimbabwe sibe kwazi ukuthi ubudlelwane lobu sizobuqhubekisa kanjani nesizwe sikaZulu.
Lina lizahamba-ke lapho yakhe wakhona?
Busasaza inkulumo phela ngoba kuzomele kuhlelwe kuhlalwe amakomiti. Lolu daba solwenzakale namhlanje. Kuhle kakhulu kodwa ukuthi vele ma kwenzakale isigameko esingaka isizwe sithumele amanxusa, sithumele nabantu abazohamba bayekhalela isizwe sakaZulu. Kuyinto vele eqondileyo kakhulu ukuthi lokho kwenziwe ngoba ubudlelwano bethu kulabo khokho phakathi. Kusho ukuthi nathi nje siyisizwe ikakhulu seZimbabwe futhi sesikhangela nemisebenzi yakhe ayenze qho kithi eqophe thina esenzela thina. Kube kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi simhloniphe kulelo zulu.
Kholo baba Mkhwananzi, Marvelous nxa ungangena khona. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Pane zvamamafunza muchiti vari kuenda here kunochema mambwa?
Ye, so mbuzile kona kuke kuti vahamba yini kuti are they going. He says they are still, you know, this is at a preparatory stage, you know, in terms of his burial. So normally when a king is buried, there are certain rituals that are conducted, and at the end of the day, nobody will see where he's going to be buried except very close family members. And there's a way that a king is actually buried, and Mkhwananzi knows it, is something that is very sacred.
So maybe let him explain it.
Can you tell people how he's done some of these things?
Well, some of the sacred rituals are really not things sacred, that people will just talk about. These are not general topics, but there's a lot of rituals that will go in preparation for utshalwa kwenkosi. We don't say king is buried. I don't know what in English it would be put inkosi iyatshalwa. Kusho ukuthi ngoba isikhotheme ivamele itshalwe ekutshalweni kwayo lapho ke ziningi imfihlo ezizoyenzeka ngemikhuba yasendlunkulu nemkhuba kaZulu. What is then important is that all people that are in mourning must then stand guided by indlunkulu, the royal family, who will sure keep on announcing what is the next phase of what and what then must happen. The Royal Household is a fully functional institution. We have no doubt in its capacity to carry on this very huge task. I'm sure they are up to it.
Thank you so much. Now I think we are coming to the end of the program. We are only remaining with 4 minutes. So let's turn to Mr. Ntini. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Mr. Ntini, Shona, if you can maybe also just weigh in on what we've been discussing about.
No, I think Cecilia Leisilo Sama Pandla Omke, Sukale Laum Deni, Sukale Lavantwa Ozul, Sianangwe Luchi, Ubei longest serving monarch, so we want to take a Jagua Kulum to the unifier. Kingdom yabantu yabazulu lamanye ama tribe nje endaweni zonke siyazi ukuthi we very cultural icon njalo ambassador ye kingdom yamazulu umuntu ade consultwa ngama presidents bebethi nxa kulama development program ade sizakala endaweni yakwazulu ebe umuntu ojengiswayo into okumele zizakale so engikuthembayo mina ukuthi ngithemba ukuthi hopefully bekule succession plan ekhanyayo ukuthi akuze kube lokulwa phakathi kwabantwana kumbe laba abazayo ukuthi kufuna ukuthi bethathe isikhundla. Asithembeni ukuthi konke kuzasihamba kuhle alale ngokuthi the tree, I guess they say the tree has fallen. He was a very important guy in the Zulu kingdom. He's one guy that unified the kingdom. He's the longest serving monarchy. We know that the monarchies were started in 1816 in South Africa, and he actually served for the longest time. Not that he started in 1816 himself, but he's one of the few that has held that position for a long time. We know that he was known for promoting the culture of the Zulu people and the culture of South Africa in general. He's a king that was consulted by the presidents in South Africa, and we are hoping that there is a good succession plan in place, that there won't be any issues with whoever that will succeed him.
Thank you very much. Maybe let's have Pasmo with his last word. Pasmo, are you still there? Go ahead, Pasmo.
Okay, I would like to reiterate that this need for the translation of COVID-19 messages for the minority groups in Zimbabwe, since we have 16 languages, but we see that the messages that we have mainly in the common languages, English, Ndebele, and Shona.
Maybe multiple formats when you consider Panesha, Muruta, or Ishmael, COVID-19.
Ndirikutaura zvangu kuti panofanirwa kunge paine mashoko edzidziso kana kuti ndingati dzidziso yakawanda yepamusoro pe-COVID-19 munyika yese tichitarisa ndudzi dzakawanda dzakasiyana siyana kusiri kuti tinowana dzidziso mumalanguages anonyanya kuzikanwa akaita seandataura.
Yeah, poso rokucina baba Mlalazi, 10 seconds baba, vala kona papa. Yeah,
mine is gonna be about the king. The man who occupied the throne of the black man occupied the throne of our culture as black people. Ubaba uZeltini bekuyinkosi yabantu bamnyama. Ikhothami inkosi ngoba unganazelela abantu laba akuthiwa ngamaZulu bekhokhelwa uyubaba uZeltini. Unganoma ungayezambia isabathi yonke nje bayatholakala labo bantu.
Yeah, so I think 30 minutes is up, Baba Mlalas. Yes, so on that note, we wish to take this opportunity to take our guests, Mr. Pasmo Ndlovu, Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, Mr. Busani Musontini, and Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
I'm Kutanganya here in Washington, D.C., and she's saying, move in a weekend, Yakanaka.
Goodbye.